Week 15 NFL Roundup. I'm Ben Thomas. Sunday's action saw two more overtime games, but neither qualifies as the wildest finish of the weekend. That was in Las Vegas, where the Raiders beat the Patriots. Ryan Leung explains how.
The Raiders scored on a crazy play as time expired to beat the Patriots 30-24. With 3 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter and the game tied, the Patriots tried to extend a 23-yard run by Ramondre Stevenson. But a second lateral by Jacoby Myers was fumbled and recovered by the Raiders' Chandler Jones, who ran it back 48 yards for the game-winning touchdown.
But when I caught it, at first I was thinking, who's around me? And I felt myself stumble a little bit after the stiff arm. And then I was thinking, who do I pitch it to? Because I was just trying to, you know, keep the ball alive. And so when I stayed up, I just turned the Jets on, and the rest was history.
Derek Carr was 20 of 38 for 231 yards and 3 touchdowns.
The Bengals-Buccaneers game in Tampa matched two division leaders led by two marquee quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Joe Burrow.
Early on, this was dominated by Brady and the Bucs, who jumped out to a 17-0 lead. But as Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd said, his team didn't panic and capitalized on 4 Tampa turnovers.
When we create them turnovers, we got to go get them touchdowns and not 3. So I think the turning point was the offense rallying off the defense and making those turnovers into touchdowns.
Boyd caught one of Joe Burrow's 4 touchdown passes as the Bengals scored 34 consecutive points, cruising to a 34-23 win. Eric Waddell, Tampa.
Now one of the games that went to OT, Denny Capp.
The Jaguars overcome a 17-point second-half deficit to stun the Cowboys 40-34 in overtime. Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence threw 3 of his 4 touchdowns in the second half, hitting receiver Zay Jones on 3 of those 4 scores.
I think it says a lot about this team, how much we trust one another.
Riley Patterson sent the game to overtime on a 48-yard field goal as time expired. That set up Rayshon Jenkins for the game-winning pick-6 of Dak Prescott as Jacksonville improved to 6-8 on the season. Noah Brown caught a pair of touchdowns for the Cowboys, who saw 4-game winning streak snapped and fell to 10-4. I'm Denny Kapp.
The Cowboys have clinched a playoff spot, but their odds of winning the NFC East have gotten longer, with the Eagles surviving a trip to a frigid Soldier Field in Chicago.
I really couldn't feel my hands.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Didn't really have good vision on the field.
In some.
I never played anything that cold.
Still, final score, Eagles 25, Bears 20. The other two teams in the NFC East still have a shot at a wild card. Craig Heist has the outcome of the Giants' trip to Washington.
Rookie pass rusher Kayvon Thibodeau had a strip sack of Taylor Heinicke and a recovery for a touchdown, while Saquon Barkley rushed for a touchdown and 87 yards as the Giants beat the Commanders 20-12. Barkley and the Giants are inching closer to the playoffs.
Big win for us, and you know, playing meaningful games here in December. You know, is where you want to be.
Heinicke threw for a touchdown pass, but was also sacked 3 times. The Giants improved to 8-5-1, while the Commanders fall to 7-6-1. Craig Heist, Landover, Maryland.
The Lions and Jets are both now 7-7, but one of them is feeling a lot better about it than the other. Mike Mancuso was at this one.
The Lions continue their playoff push with a 20-17 win over the Jets, trailing 17-13 with 1:49 remaining on a 4th-and-1. Jared Goff hit tight end Brock Wright, who rumbled 51 yards for the go-ahead TD.
I knew we had it, knew the cutback would be there, and I just thought, run as fast as I can, get in that end zone.
Jets quarterback Zach Wilson, who threw for 317 yards, got the Jets set up for a field goal with 1 second remaining, but Greg Zuerlein missed from 58 yards.
Other finals, the Chiefs survived a trip to Houston, beating the Texans 30-24 in overtime. The Chargers topped the Titans 17-14. The Steelers put a 24-16 pounding on the Panthers. The Saints over the Falcons 21-18, while the woeful Broncos beat the spiraling Cardinals 24-15. Monday night, the Los Angeles Rams play the Packers in what should be a rather frigid Lambeau Field and possible snow. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Sports.